Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 25 of the PGeek podcast. And as always, thanks for tuning in and spending some time here today as we go through another episode related to technology and physical education. And as we've been doing in the last few weeks and maybe the last 10 episodes, we've been focusing in on one particular topic and sort of drilling right down into that and how you can use technology in that particular thing. And as a result, we've seen an enormous increase in the amount of people who are listening to the podcast, who are identifying with that episode and sharing it, because the episode is actually one cohesive sort of unit, as opposed to the first sort of 10 episodes where we were just sort of randomly sharing some ideas related to all sorts of things. So we're going to continue with this format. We have a number of episodes coming up to get us to episode 30, which will be really exciting. We're also bringing on a couple of guests and PE teachers in spaces that are doing some really cool things with tech, and I want to share what they're doing with you. And we also have a number of expert guests, and you may even say a few celebrities, which are coming on to the podcast in a few episodes' time. So really excited where this is headed. It's certainly something that I absolutely love doing, and I'm looking to ensure that it is coming out every fortnight for you. And even if that means I have to schedule a few episodes ahead and have them come out sort of like that, that would be great. So in today's episode, we're about to dive into technology and how you can sort of use it with younger students. And by younger students, I mean that sort of lower elementary, up to sort of 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, and everywhere in between, underneath that, to sort of try and boost motivation and, you know, get them learning and get them moving and so forth. So there's lots of things that can be done in this space and lots of little free resources that we can use to try and make that happen in our classrooms. I mean, obviously there is so many resources that we've shared that are more high school appropriate. And I mean, obviously when you get down into the younger levels, there's a difference in needs and there's a difference in what is expected and what they are capable of. So this episode is definitely going to focus on that younger age group, even like sort of kinder age, and hopefully you can get lots of stuff from it. So let's dive into today's content. Now, the first couple of resources I want to share with you are, in fact, in podcast form. And they're just audio-based podcasts, not video, nothing like that. But they are of exceptional high quality, produced by the BBC. And it's a weekly podcast that is all about getting kids moving and active in sort of cross-curricular style topics. And, I mean, the predominant use of this is for the classroom, and every week they release a new episode from the Let's Move podcast. So if you head to thepeergeek.com/Let's Move, it'll redirect you to the place where you can subscribe and download all the episodes. And it's worth pointing out that this is entirely free. I mean, there's no cost attached to this. It's incredibly high quality content. And every week there's a new episode, and the episodes all revolve around a particular theme, where there is always some sort of intent in that particular activity to tell a story and to weave it through with music and movement and so on. Now, I had the fortune of trialing this over a period of weeks with my grade one class last year. We had a three-part series that was Alice in Wonderland, and it was basically the story of Alice in Wonderland broken into all of these little activities that they could do to inspire movement. So, you know, when it was time to run down the tunnel in Alice in Wonderland, you know, there was actions based on that. And when we were, you know, when we encountered, is it the hare, we had to do a certain series of actions related to that as well. And the students basically have to listen and they have to interpret and they have to follow along. And then there's moments when, you know, they're sitting down and listening to the story. But it was amazing. And to say that they were enthusiastic would certainly be an understatement. And I mean, I was just blown away with the sort of opportunities that had arose from that. And they just continue to release more and more episodes. I mean, it's a regular thing and they've got a really big production team obviously behind it because they're exceptional high quality. There is another podcast that they have along the same vein, which is a little bit more to do with dance than just movement, and it's called Time to Move podcast. So thepeergeek.com/time to move, and the other one is thepeergeek.com/let's move. And the episodes stay up for a period of time. So what I do is I head along there and I always download them to my computer so that I can always come back and access them. And if you know how to subscribe to podcasts, you can go along and you can subscribe, and your mobile or your iPad or your computer will download those episodes automatically for you. So highly recommend those two podcasts. And I mean, given that they're audio, they're really powerful, really simple to use. Just connect them to a set of speakers and get moving. Now, on to the next sort of series of resources. I mean, I've spoken about these on numerous occasions, and that is video resources that you can basically just press play on. And the whole intent is that you copy the actions that are actually occurring on the screen. And I mean, the number one in this space is Adventure to Fitness. They are producing a series of workout style videos that are very similar to the podcast we just spoke about, but they actually have some visuals to go along with it. They probably spend a little bit too much time teaching about the various things that are going on. So then they try and connect it to curriculum and so forth. A little bit less movement. So a great potential brain break activity for people in a classroom setting, more so than trying to fit it into a PE setting where movement is the focus. But certainly worth checking out, Adventure to Fitness. There's some great sort of reviews, and I've heard of a lot of teachers who are using it with great success. The one that I think is fantastic is Go Noodle. And you can sign up for free at gonoodle.com. I spoke about this in the last episode as well, but Go Noodle is fantastic with young kids. It's sort of designed as that being the target audience. And there's a collection of videos of incredibly high quality, all about brain breaks and all about getting people moving and active in the middle of classrooms, your standard general classroom teacher role. And I mean, they're all about sort of getting the wiggles out, you might say. And that's actually what they use as their sort of marketing for Go Noodle. There is a premium access account for Go Noodle as well, but the free one comes with a whole host of videos that you can trial and use and then see how it fits your needs. I used it with that same group last year to do some Zumba dance, and there is some Zumba resources in there that you can have them doing and having some fun with, as opposed to some of the more adult style Zumba moves that are a little bit too advanced for some of the younger kids. Now, moving on from that, the same style of having a video that is playing a resource that you can follow along with. There is an app that I've recently discovered called Yoga Kids, and it is available for the iPad. And basically, it's yoga in disguise, almost, in that it's targeted at students. It's mixed with storytelling. And the basic premise is that, let's say you've got one iPad, you can connect it to a large screen, or you can just have students crowd around their own device, whatever it may be, and follow along with the various actions and moves that are presented on the screen. I've played around with it myself. I haven't had the opportunity to use it in a classroom yet. I cannot wait, because it looks really powerful, and I just love the storytelling aspect that goes along with it. Now, in the same vein, if you're looking to do yoga, there is a resource called Cosmic Kids Yoga, which doesn't require you to have an iPad. It's simply a YouTube channel. If you do a Google search for Cosmic Kids Yoga or visit thepeergeek.com/cosmic, it'll redirect you there. And it's the same idea. There's a presenter who's really knowledgeable, and she takes you through, or the students for that matter, through a series of yoga style adventures. And the basic idea is that they copy what's happening on the screen and get to replicate the sort of things that are going on. So, I mean, I just love these resources that are free, that are accessible, that are really interactive, that get people moving. And those ones that we've covered so far certainly fit that sort of need and that sort of mentality of movement and engagement. Now, the next series of apps are probably more geared towards exercise style activities, so, you know, different types of resistance and cardio based stuff. And obviously in this particular vein, you want to be able to ensure that the resource is geared towards that audience. So this first app is called Workout in a Bag, and it's designed particularly for kids. There is the Workout in a Bag app, which is the general workout application that's used not just for children, but this particular Workout in a Bag app for kids is designed obviously for kids. And the best part about it is it uses things like exercise names that are quite fun and quite gamified. So, you know, you've got things like frog hops and Spider-Mans and flamingos. They're some of the names of the exercises that the kids are doing. But the best part is, as they work their way through the different bags of exercises, they earn points and they have a little exercise buddy that follows them along. And they sort of build up their skills and their experience over time. And they can use this to sort of unlock particular medals and badges as they make their way through. So I love that it applies that game theory, which we've spoken about on previous episodes, into a really fun sort of very, very applicable workout style adventure for kids. And it does definitely hit the mark in that it has over 50 age-appropriate resistance and cardio exercises. You know, everything from beginner right through to kids who have been doing it a little bit longer. And it includes, you know, pictures of kids and moving pictures to sort of guide them through it. So in that same vein that we continue to speak of, I mean, you can have this up on a projector or, you know, share it with a large group and know that you're going to get a lot of engagement from it. And, you know, for $2.99, it's, I mean, these sort of resources are just no-brainers in terms of access to your classroom. Now, the next app I wanted to share with you is one that I released myself last year, I think it was. And anyway, it's called Active Kids Color. And the premise of Active Kids Color is pretty simple. I mean, it is a coloring book app, but as opposed to just being a coloring book where you know, all you can do is color in the pages on your iPad, the actual pages you're coloring in are geared towards movement. So the basic idea is that while people are coloring in the pages, and, you know, there's some sort of artistic elements to it, and you've got different color pens and pencils and so forth, the students are actually supposed to do those actions. So, you know, you might be coloring in a picture of a rabbit who's running really fast. Well, you know, you can get them doing that action while they're doing it. So it's a free app, and it's available if you search for Active Kids Color on the App Store, on the iPhone or the iPad, and I think your students will find it quite fun. Now, each of the coloring sheets is actually broken up into the alphabet, so they're learning the alphabet, they're learning about the actions, they're learning about the actual movements that are happening, and they're having a bit of fun while they sort of express their own creativity with the coloring. So yeah, go and check it out. It's a good fun app that I released last year, and it's great to see that people have quite enjoyed it. The next one in that sort of vein of apps that can come out is one of my favorites, and it's actually part of the PE Geek workshops, and it's called BitBreaker. Now, I don't necessarily think that this is designed for younger students, but it absolutely applies. So think back to the 80s, you know, early 90s, when there was that popular game called Pong, and, you know, you had the little paddle and you had to hit the little ball on the screen. Well, that's what BitBreaker is. But the difference here is that it actually tracks you, the person. So as you move left to right, the paddle moves left to right, and as you jump, you know, you can impose some power on the ball that comes towards it. And it does this by tracking you with the front-facing camera. So you rest your iPad down, you stand back, you know, a meter or so, and you move left to right, and you can see the paddle will move. And the objective is you've got to hit all the tiles by moving left and right and deflecting them back up and so forth, just like in the game. The cool thing is here that, I mean, when an adult stands in front of BitBreaker, we can sort of already do these actions. We know how to move left and right. We know those fundamental motor skills that are required to do it. But if you give this to a younger student, let's say in kinder or early elementary, that is necessarily not something that they find quite as easy as us. So I have directly witnessed younger kids who initially were not able to even get one reflection from the ball back to the blocks learn. And you can see learning quite evident when people play BitBreaker for long enough. So I do know of a number of schools that have actually integrated it into sort of like circuit rotations in primary and elementary settings or even kinder settings. And they're using it to sort of, you know, they might have one station which is a particular activity, and the next station, the students are playing BitBreaker, and they've got one iPad. And the kids who are there, well, they're actually learning some of the fundamental motor skills that, you know, they could do in other ways, but this is just another fun way to sort of integrate that into your group. And I guarantee you that if you give it to a group of students, they will find it really enjoyable. And not to mention, you will see learning. You will clearly be able to see it, because initially they won't be able to get any rebounds. And initially they'll find it quite difficult, but eventually they'll get it and they'll see some learning occur. Now, in the same vein, there is an app that I have played with a lot, and I know participants in the PGeek workshops download it in case we get around to it. And it is called NFL Play 60. And if you're familiar with the game Temple Run, then you'll be familiar with what NFL Play 60 does. And it was released, you know, to sort of get kids moving and have a bit of fun surrounding the movement. But the basic idea is that you actually have to physically hold your device and run. And as you're doing that, you're moving your player in the game. And in order to jump, well, you need to jump as well. And in order to turn left, well, you need to physically turn your device left and right. And the idea is that it's sort of like Temple Run. You got to run along and get the coins and jump over objects and avoid obstacles and so on. But you physically actually have to run and do that. It's quite challenging, I'll be honest. And, you know, you've got to interpret what's happening on the screen and put that into action with the real movement. So, I mean, again, give that to a younger student and tell me that there is no learning that takes place there. You know, I think you'd be really surprised that there absolutely is some deep learning that can occur from these, you know, seemingly trivial little games that are available on the App Store. Now, the final couple of apps that I have a real liking to, I should say, are the CFit Kids apps. And the CFit Kids are a collection of applications. There's three of them in different spaces. And the one that I'm thinking of that definitely needs to be shared is called CFit Classroom Fitness. And I think the CFit stands for Children's Fit. There's a CFit Dance and a CFit Yoga, but this particular one here is CFit Classroom Fitness. And inside of it, there's video sort of lessons geared towards younger kids. And, you know, you've got things like cardio kickboxing inside of there and, you know, fitness fun and lots of other little things that kids can just follow along with and experience in sort of this gamified style approach. So, as you can tell, there is a whole host of applications and video resources and podcasts that are geared towards younger kids. I think this space is definitely only going to grow as more and more sort of, you know, devices and so forth become even more accessible. But, you know, as we've touched on, most of these are free and most of these are, or they're a couple of dollars, and they sort of definitely add something to that dimension of, you know, inspiring and motivating young kids to be active. So hopefully you can find something there that you might want to check out in your classroom. If you have any apps or resources that you use with younger kids, let me know. Send me a voicemail at thepegeek.com/voicemail, and I'll be sure to share it with my audience and in future episodes. If you want all the episode notes from today's podcast, including transcripts, in case you don't have the opportunity to listen to the podcast, then you can head to thepeergeek.com/25 and you'll be able to find all of that there. Until next time, have fun, and I'll see you in episode 26.